Shalom, Mishpacha. Shalom, family. Mishpacha, it's a Hebrew word. It means family, and we're the Mishpacha, the family with a Jewish heart, made up of Jewish and non-Jewish people that are one new man in Messiah Yeshua, Messiah Jesus. Getting ready, Mishpacha, to blow the grandest shofar, or the grandest trumpet in Zion. We want everyone, everywhere, to hear the good news. We want everyone, everywhere, to be red hot for the Messiah. What happens if you're granddaughter is frolicking, it's swimming, just 4.5 years of age in your backyard swimming pool, and the grandmother goes up the sliding board to slide down, doesn't even realize that her granddaughter is following up right behind her, and she had a knee problem, the grandmother, and so she falls and hits her granddaughter, and her granddaughter goes flying off. This is, remember now, this is 9 feet up in the air. On the bottom is just cement, and she falls, and I have the grandmother on the telephone. Her name is Mary Jo, or her family calls her Ma Jo Pennington. I'm speaking to her at that same home in Brandon, Florida. And Ma Jo, that had to be the biggest nightmare of your life. But as your husband explained yesterday, she was supernaturally caught up by these big angels and didn't even fall normal and just had a tiny scratch that a Band-Aid took care of. But she should have been dead. And then, and you didn't know this, but then when your granddaughter got on the telephone with her mother, what did she tell your daughter, her mother?
She said that she heard God yell, "Save the children, catch Victoria." And six big, big, big angels caught her and zoom, took her up to heaven. She told us the color of their hair. They have different colors of hair. She described the angels. And about the time she was describing these angels, and one had pale orange hair, one had red hair, one had light purple hair that was kind of blue, and one was shine bright and one was golden, the phone rang and her mother said, "Ask her if she saw God." Well, I hadn't even thought of that. I said, "Victoria, did you see God?" She said, "Uh-huh." I said, "What was he doing?" She said, "Him was writing in a book." Actually, two really old phone books. And so then I asked her what God looked like. And she said, "Really shiny, bright shine. His hair was shine white and all colors, and his robe was white and shiny." And I asked her if God said anything to her. Now, these things are out of sequence because later we can tell you the whole story. But she told me right then at that moment, she said, "Him didn't talk, him say." And she reached up two little hands and put them on each side of my face and said, "Him say without talking, always do what he say. He said, always do what I say with he hands on my face."
Now, again, she's quoting the exact words of her granddaughter, who was 4.5
She doesn't
years.
Like that now, but she's right. Just like that.
Now, did she tell you that she was afraid by this experience?
She said she was scared when she first went in there, but when she was on God's lap, she wasn't scared anymore.
She actually sat on his lap?
Yes, she did.
My goodness, what a call on her life. And we'll go into later on this week the things that are going on in her life and the things that she knows. But you wrote this book. And where'd the title come from? Six big, big, big angels.
Because the first thing she said was six big, big, big angels caught me and zoom, took me right up to heaven.
What do you believe God wants to accomplish through this book?
Oh, there's so many messages to people from this book, and we haven't even gotten into any of it yet, but she spent a lot of time at the baby place and saw the little tiny, tiny babies all over the place. She said,
What's the baby? This is in heaven. What is the baby place?
The baby place, the first baby place she went to was a huge, beautiful building, and she said there were babies in front of her, babies over here on the left of her, little tiny babies on the right of her, babies behind her. She said babies everywhere, maybe 60. She said Jesus, he fixed them there. This is where the babies were first brought, the little teeny ones that she could hold in her hand.
Now, I assume you're talking about aborted babies and her 4.5-year-old vocabulary. Well, how did she describe this whole thing in her words?
Well, when she finally did tell me exactly what these babies were, she said, "You remember that first little tiny baby I held in my hands, my Jolene?" Because she gave her a name. I said, "Yes." She said, "Well, her was squeezed out of her mommy's pooley pot before her was big enough to live."
So she really doesn't understand what was going on, but she could describe this.
Yes.
Tell me more about these babies.
Well, these babies are fixed by Jesus over in the big baby place. And while they're there, this is when she started telling us about television and heaven. When they're first fixed and made whole, they are given a brain. They can understand and see and hear and talk immediately after Jesus and the angels fix them. They are trained right from that moment forward, and before they go over to the beautiful room that I'll tell you about later, they are trained by seeing something much like a movie or much like TV, but it comes out and it's real. I would suggest maybe it looks like a hologram, but they are taught about Jesus from before his birth when Mary is spoken to by Gabriel until his whole life. They see, they love him. They're taught to praise and worship him as the shepherds come.
You know, your book has something in it that is so helpful for anyone that has been part of an abortion and has been traumatized or just stuffed it. Tell me some of the insights that would be helpful.
Well, when she told me about these babies, and I can tell you more tomorrow about them personally because I know some of them, but I asked her after she told me.
What do you mean you know some of them?
One of them was the grandchild of some friends of ours, and they had just told me about her like 2 or 3 days before Victoria fell. And she talked to her there, and she gave her her name, and she said her lived with Uncle Tommy.
And did she know that the baby had died?
No, she didn't know about that.
My goodness, that had to be pretty conclusive evidence to you.
It was a shock, I'll tell you. My heart almost stopped beating. But she told me that the baby was sad for a little bit, and she whispered a secret to her, and it was many months before she told me what the secret was. But she actually gave that baby her own name, and we call her Little Victoria. And this child is growing up in heaven, and Victoria sees her often and tells me, you know, about her birthday party and different things.
What did these, not this particular one, but what did these aborted babies think about their parents?
Well, I asked her, I said, "Victoria, do the babies hold it against their mothers for giving them up?" And she said, "Oh, my Joes, the mommies never give up the babies. They will always love the babies, and the babies will always love the mommies."
And, you know, one of the things I want to explain to you is that Victoria, the granddaughter, who at the time that this first occurred was 4.5 years of age, keeps having these visitations to heaven. I mean, do you know how many she's had?
Oh, no. We could never keep up with it. I suspect, well, she can just lay in bed at night and as they're saying prayers, and she opens her eyes and can see God. And she can often see him that way. And her mother said, "How do you play? How do you walk around and do normal things?" She said, "I just don't look up."
Tell me how helpful your brand new book titled 6 Big, Big, Big Angels is for people that have had abortions.
Oh, my. This will help them to understand that, and it'll open the wound. The hard knot of pain that's hidden deep down inside, it will open it up, and it'll break their heart. But then they can grieve for their baby, and they can actually name it and ask God to forgive them and start thinking about the baby, because when they think about the baby knows it. The baby knows. They keep up with their parents. They keep up with their daddies and their mommies and their grandparents. They know what they're doing. And if you think about them and ask God to forgive you and ask your baby, they hear you. They have forgiven you. Jesus taught them forgiveness. And the baby has forgiven the mommy, but the mommy has to forgive herself. And she has to be willing to let Jesus clean her out and bring her peace. And her life can be made whole again.
Now, in addition to the baby room, which has all these aborted babies, you're getting insight. Do you have any idea why your granddaughter was selected to do this and come back and report on these things?
No idea at all. I had no idea for a long, long time why she saw these little babies. And she saw their little teddy bears, little tiny, their beautiful room with flowers growing out. But their animals that they play with are alive. And they're like angelic creatures, but they're alive, and they smell good, and they sing to the babies, and they keep them company. But they change. They can be little for the little tiny babies that fit in Victoria's little hands. They can be as little as that, and also the babies have access to a wonderful, or many wonderful kangaroos that must be angelic creatures. And Victoria and one of the little babies went for a ride in the pouch, and one of the little babies nestled down in there. The pouch smells good, and it's warm and cozy, and I suspect that it reminds them of their mother's womb when they were carried there, and I think that's for their own healing and recovery of their little heart, because
some of the things you're saying sound to the people that are listening so outrageous. But one of the reasons that I'm interviewing you is little Victoria saw so many things that she had no way of knowing that are right out of the Bible.
Absolutely.
And the other things the Bible doesn't comment on, and I find this interesting, but we're making this book available. It's a brand new book. It's called Six Big Angels, for a donation of $18. If you would like to receive a complimentary copy of our bi-monthly teaching newsletter, materials catalog, or information about becoming Mishpacha or Chalitzim, write to me, Sid Roth, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521, or call our order-only line, 1-800-548-1918. To place a credit card order, call anytime 1-800-548-1918. For all other calls, the number is 912-265-2500. That's 912-265-2500. For a cassette tape or CD of this week's broadcast, send a donation of $10 or more to Sid Roth, that's S-I-D-R-O-T-H, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521. To see our television show, It's Supernatural, or archives of our radio and TV shows, look us up on the web at www.sidroth.org. That's www.sidroth.org.